听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us today here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Well, if you missed yesterday's lesson, we are just about to begin the second day of this month's American Culture Corner lesson called Fun in the Sun. Yes, Americans love to play in the sun, and many love getting a tan in the process. A suntan signifies health and fitness, but ironically, it increases the risk of skin cancer. Well, today, Jack and Laura are going to give us their perspective on getting a tan. Before we do that, though, let's look at two new key words. The first is hit, as in, let's hit the road and get started on our trip. Next is the noun lobster. Lobster. Lobster is Mark's favorite kind of seafood. Okay, let's get into the lesson. It begins on the right side of page 14.
Fun in the Sun. Conversation A.
Come on, Laura, let's go. I can't wait to hit the beach.
Wait, Jack, did you put on your sunscreen?
No, I don't need sunscreen. I want to get a tan.
But you don't want to get a sunburn, do you?
Of course not. I don't want to look like a lobster.
Then use sunscreen. You can still get a tan and you won't run the risk of damaging your skin.
Okay. I'll put some on when we get to the beach.
Put some on now. You need to apply it at least 30 minutes before you go out in the sun.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Esther.
And I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip. And thanks for joining us for our American Culture Corner article today. Yesterday we looked at suntans and fun in the sun, and specifically the idea that a lot of Americans like to get a suntan, which sometimes can be dangerous.
We talked about how Americans sometimes will go outside to get a tan, but others will go to a tanning salon and get an artificial tan or get a tan from a machine.
And today we're going to look at a conversation between Jack and Laura and see what they think of all of this. So let's get started. Jack starts out by saying, "Come on, Laura, let's go. I can't wait to hit the beach." Now, that seems a little bit strange to me. Does that mean that he's going to go and hit the beach?
Well, no, here we're not talking about hitting as in beating or hitting with your fist. Here we're talking about hitting a place as you might arrive at a place. So, for example, maybe we need to hit the store before we go home.
So we need to get to the store, go to the store before we go home. But Laura says, "Wait, Jack. Did you put on your sunscreen?" Now, yesterday we talked about how sunscreen is a special lotion you put on your skin to protect it from the sun's harmful rays.
And Laura is probably being wise and asking Jack this question because she understands the danger of the sun's rays, but Jack's response is that, "No, I don't need sunscreen." I happen to disagree with that statement. I think that everybody should protect their skin, whether you have light skin or dark skin. It's important to put that sunscreen on just to be safe, and Jack doesn't seem to think so.
Well, that's true, but as usual, I can understand what Jack is saying. He's afraid that sunscreen will prevent him from getting a tan. And he says, "I don't need sunscreen. I want to get a tan." Now, we've got some more information on the sunbed tanning business, so stay tuned.
Getting an artificial tan by using electric sunbeds is big business. In North America alone, the sunbed tanning business is bringing in well over $1 billion a year. But are sunbeds safe? Many medical experts believe they are not. Predictably, those in the sunbed business claim they are safe. So, before you make your decision, do some homework, because the verdict is still out.
Now remember, Jack said that he didn't want to put on sunscreen because he wanted to get a tan. But Laura reminds him and she says, but you don't want to get a sunburn, do you? So she knows that maybe in the past he's got sunburned before, and she's reminding him the importance of using sunscreen.
And a sunburn is pretty painful. If you've ever had a sunburn, your skin is it turns usually bright red or maybe a deep dark red, and it hurts when you touch it or when you smack it at all. It stings and it hurts a lot.
Now, I have had my fair share of sunburns, and they are no fun. I sometimes had sunburns that were so bad that my skin would actually blister. Now, Jack seems to be aware of this idea of getting a sunburn, so he says, of course not. I don't want to get a sunburn. I don't want to look like a lobster. And a lobster is a big shellfish that has large claws and it's red in color. So he didn't want to look like a red lobster.
This is kind of funny because if someone gets sunburned, then they will turn very, very red, and he's comparing himself to a lobster. Now, many people like to eat lobster. It's kind of expensive and it's very popular in Asia. So Laura answers Jack and says, well, of course, then use sunscreen. So if Jack doesn't want to look like a lobster, if he doesn't want to get a suntan, then he will need to use sunscreen. Laura continues and says, you can still get a tan and you won't run the risk of damaging your skin.
And that's one of the beautiful things about using sunscreen. Now, that word screen, we've talked about that word before. A screen lets some things through and it keeps prevents some things from getting through. So the sunscreen lets some rays, ultraviolet rays, come through and into the skin, but it also prevents some of the most dangerous rays from getting into the skin.
And I think that Laura is finally convincing Jack that he should put on some sunscreen before he goes outside, because he agrees and he gives in and he says, okay, I'll put some on when we get to the beach. But Laura is not quite satisfied with that answer. In fact, she goes on to give him a little tip, and it's a tip that we can learn from too. Esther, what is that tip?
Laura says, put some on now. So she's telling him to put the sunscreen on right then and now, because she says you need to apply it at least 30 minutes before you go out in the sun. So if you want sunscreen to be effective, well, apply it 30 minutes before you go out in the sun.
So it sounds like that 30 minutes before you go out into the sun lets that lotion soak into your skin and absorb the important stuff before you go into the sun. Jack says, okay. So we're going to take a break now, and before we do, we're going to take a look at see what's happening in the chat room. Stay tuned.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vicki. Welcome to the chat room.
And I'm Ken.
And today we continue our discussion on getting a tan.
In the conversation, Laura reminds Jack to put on some sunscreen, but Jack says he wants to get a tan. So sunscreen won't give you a tan?
Well, Ken, as the word suggests, sunscreen is something that screens out or blocks the harmful ultraviolet rays from the sun in order to protect your skin. If you want to get a tan, you might want to put on suntan lotion.
suntan lotion.
That's right. With a suntan lotion, the emphasis is on getting a tan. Some people like to get a tan without getting a sunburn, so they apply suntan lotion on their skin.
And a sunscreen doesn't let you have a tan?
Well, a sunscreen or sunblock usually has a higher SPF, which stands for sun protection factor. The SPF is a number such as 15, 30, or 50 that indicates how long a sunscreen remains effective on the skin.
Oh, I see. 我们来看 sunscreen, 若是把这个字拆开来 ,sun 是太阳 ,screen 是纱窗或者任何的隔板屏障都可以是一个 screen。sunscreen 字面上是一个可以隔开太阳的东西，指的就是防晒乳。那类似的说法呢，还有 sunblock 和 suntan lotion, 这些产品都可以用来阻隔ultraviolet rays, 紫外线。那要注意的是 ,sunscreen 和 sunblock 可以防止皮肤晒黑，但是 suntan lotion 则是有助于将皮肤晒成 tan。tan 就是褐色，也就是看起来很健康的古铜色。那它们的差别呢，就在于SPF, 也就是 Sun Protection Factor, 防晒系数。SPF 系数越高，它防晒的时间就越长。So, suntan lotion is different from the tanning lotion we read about yesterday.
That's right. It sounds the same, but whereas suntan lotion is used outdoors to help speed up the tanning process, tanning lotions are used without the aid of the sun.
So you should use it indoors?
Exactly. People don't need to go outdoors to look like they have gotten a suntan.Tanning lotions are a safe way to go if you want to look tan, but you don't want to risk the dangers of the sun.
Suntan lotion 跟 tanning lotion 不一样。Suntan lotion 是防晒乳，它是用于户外，而 tanning lotion 是仿晒乳，模仿的仿，这是一种免晒乳液，有人称之为美黑乳液，只要把它擦在皮肤上，就会呈现古铜色。
Okay, everyone, right now it's time for us to take a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. Well, yes, there are ways to enjoy being out in the sun while avoiding the dangers of too much sunshine. You can use an umbrella, wear long-sleeved shirts, and you can use sunscreen. Keep these things in mind because exposing your skin to too much sun will damage your skin. Expose is our next key word, and our example sentence reads,When you expose your skin to the sun, it will get darker. Finally, the useful noun, shade. Tom sat in the shade of a tree and read a book. Okay, let's jump into Conversation B and learn about a special UV wristband that is designed to protect you from the sun. This dialogue begins on the top of page 15.
Fun in the Sun. Conversation B.
You could try one of these too.
What is it?
It's a UV wristband. Expose it to the sun and it turns purple. Then put it on your wrist at the same time you apply sunscreen.
What does it do?
It turns brown when it's time to put on more sunscreen.
Cool!
And when the color turns to cream, it's time to get out of the sun.
That's certainly better than waiting until you're burned.
It is. But I'm still planning to stay in the shade at the beach.
Then I'll put the beach umbrella in the car.
So before the break, Laura finally convinced Jack that he should wear sunscreen, and he says, okay.Now, she says, you could try one of these too. So she hands him something, and he says, what is it? What is this, Chip?
Well, she hands him a UV wristband. Now, this sounds like a pretty interesting little, gadget or device, a tool. Now, your wrist is this part of your arm, just between your arm and your hand. And so, you would wear this wristband in the same place that you would wear your watch, but this is a UV wristband, and UV means what?
Well, UV means ultraviolet. It's short for ultraviolet, and ultraviolet rays are those invisible rays that come down from the sun. We can't see them, but that is what does the damage to our body. So it sounds like this is some sort of a wristband that you wear, and maybe it helps protect you from the UV rays that come from the sun.
So Laura continues, and she says, expose it to the sun, and it turns purple. Now, if you expose something, it means that you are showing something that is usually covered or hidden.
So, for example, yesterday we talked about some people wear long sleeves or long pants or maybe even a hat to cover up their skin. They're preventing their skin from being exposed to the sunlight. So if they wanted to expose their skin, they would wear short sleeves and shorts.
So Laura goes on and continues explaining to Jack about this UV wristband and what it does. So she tells him, then you put it on your wrist at the same time you apply sunscreen. And he says, what does it do? Now, this is where it gets cool. I think these UV wristbands sound like a pretty neat invention.
I
think I'd like to try them. What's the answer here? What do they do?
Well, Laura goes on and says, when it's time to apply more sunscreen, it will turn brown. So this wristband is very interesting because it will change colors and remind you when it's time you need more sunscreen.
So Jack likes that idea. He says, cool. And Laura continues, when the color turns to a cream color, that means it's time to get out of the sun. So sounds like brown means it's time to put more sunscreen on, and cream, which is a not exactly white, so it's a little off-white or a cream color, that means it's time to get out of the sun.
Now, I think this sounds like a great invention, especially for parents who have small children. I know that oftentimes parents are constantly applying sunscreen because you never know when it has worn off the body of your child and you want to make sure your child is protected. So to put one of these wrists on a small, or one of these wristbands on a small child's wrist, it would be a very easy way to check up and see when you need to be reapplying that sunscreen to your child.
And it's kind of fun. It's like wearing a special bracelet that you only wear when you're out in the sun. So Jack thinks this is a great idea too, wearing a UV wristband, and he says that's certainly better than waiting until you're burned. So again, here we're talking about being sunburned. Perhaps Jack has been sunburned in the past, so now he's probably very happy he has this little UV wristband to tell him when he needs to get out of the sun.
Okay, and Laura agrees. She says, yeah, it is. It is better than getting burned. But I'm still planning to stay in the shade at the beach. Now, that word shade is an important word to know when we're talking about the sun and staying out of the sun. We've talked about the word shadow before, but what is shade?
Well, shade is the slight darkness that's caused from being out of the sun. So we often think of trees providing shade. So sometimes if it's too sunny out, you can go underneath a tree, and because of the leaves and the branches up above, it blocks the sun and it creates a slight darkness. So that slight darkness is the shade.
Okay, and I guess if you carry an umbrella with you and use an umbrella to protect yourself from the sun, then I suppose you are carrying your shade with you.
So Laura wants to stay in the shade at the beach. She doesn't want her skin to be exposed to direct sunlight. So Jack is very thoughtful. And what does he do, Chelsea?
Well, Jack then puts the beach umbrella in the car. So he's taking that umbrella so she can sit underneath it at the beach. Now, it sounds like Jack and Laura are going to have a great day at the beach, and they are going to keep their skin safe and protected. We hope that you will consider doing the same thing. We're going to go to a skit now, but we'll see you next time on Studio Classroom.
Hooray! We're here at the beach, I can't wait to hit the water.
No. First, you need to put on your sunscreen.
No, I don't. I want to get a tan, remember?
Oh, yes, but you don't want to look like a lobster, do you?
All right, I'll use the sunscreen.
Good. Oh, and then you need to wait 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Oh,
why?
Yes, and while you're waiting, put this on.
What's that?
It's a UV wristband. Expose it to the sun and put it on when you apply sunscreen.
Why? What's it for?
It changes colors. The colors remind you when to put on more sunscreen.
Oh, really? Well, that's fun.
Oh, and when to get out of the sun.
Hey, thanks. I like it.
Good. Now, just remember to check the color.
I will. Now, woohoo! It's time to hit the water! Oh!
No. It's time for the water to hit us. Well, don't worry. I have an umbrella.
Oh, right. Good thing.
Uh-huh.
Whew. Hi, everyone. I'm Shao. 首先我们看的是 hit 这个动词。Hit 本来是指打或碰撞，但是 hit 在这里是指到达某个地方。注意它的过去式和过去分词都一样，还是 hit, hit。例如 ,as soon as the sun's up, we'll hit the road. 只要太阳一出来，我们马上就上路。或者是 ,when you hit the traffic lights, turn right and you'll see the gas station. 你一碰到红绿灯就右转，就会看到加油站。接下来我们看的是 expose 这个动词。ex 这个字首有向外的意思，所以 expose 在这里是指使曝露。如果要说明曝露在哪一种事物中的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,these plants withered because they were overexposed to the sun. 这些植物因为过度曝晒于阳光之下，所以枯萎了。expose 也指使接触。例如 ,parents should not expose their children to the violence on TV or in the movies. 父母亲不应该让孩子们接触电视节目以及电影中的暴力。最后我们看的是 shade 这个名词。shade 在这里是指阴影。例如 ,when we went swimming, grandma read under the shade of the umbrella. 我们去游泳的时候，外婆在伞下的阴影中阅读。或者是 ,it was so hot outside, we hid in the shade of the trees to stay cool. 外面太热了，我们躲在树荫下保持清凉。And you don't want to miss what comes next. Stay tuned!
Fun in the Sun. Conversation A.
Come on, Laura, let's go. I can't wait to hit the beach.
Wait, Jack. Did you put on your sunscreen?
No, I don't need sunscreen. I want to get a tan.
But you don't want to get a sunburn, do you?
Of course not. I don't want to look like a lobster.
Then use sunscreen. You can still get a tan and you won't run the risk of damaging your skin.
Okay.I'll put some on when we get to the beach.
Put some on now. You need to apply it at least 30 minutes before you go out in the sun.
Okay.
Conversation B.
You could try one of these too.
What is it?
It's a UV wristband. Expose it to the sun and it turns purple. Then put it on your wrist at the same time you apply sunscreen.
What does it do?
It turns brown when it's time to put on more sunscreen.
Cool.
And when the color turns to cream, it's time to get out of the sun.
That's certainly better than waiting until you're burned.
It is. But I'm still planning to stay in the shade at the beach.
Then I'll put the beach umbrella in the car.
Well, friends, the statistics are alarming. Over 1 million new cases of skin cancer will be diagnosed in America this year. Over half of all new cancer cases involve the skin, and 1 out of 5 Americans will develop some form of skin cancer in their lifetime. Wow. Well, friends, Let this news serve as a reminder to be careful when you're out having fun in the sun. Tomorrow, in our monthly profiles feature, we'll introduce you to a new kind of celebrity. They have become famous because of their ability to make delicious food. Don't miss it. Until then, all of us here at Studio Classroom hope you have a great day. Bye-bye, friends.